I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. Today I'm speaking with Adam Hesse, who is CEO of Full Spectrum. We will be discussing privacy by design considerations for medical devices and other health IT. Welcome, Adam. Just for starters, tell us just a little bit about your company and what you focus on.
So Full Spectrum is a product development organization. We don't have any products of our own. We develop products on spec for our clients, but really our specialty is in the medical device space, focusing on highly regulated, obviously particularly areas of cybersecurity, but intense safety regulations, things like that. So really our specialty is helping clients build products right to navigate those complex requirements and regulations.
So, Adam, what sorts of privacy issues are most concerning to you right now when it comes to medical devices and why?
The primary concern is really the increased connected nature of devices. Connectivity is powerful and beneficial to the patient. It enables remote care, remote consultation, all very quickly. But this creates a problem where data can be distributed to multiple systems, managed by multiple organizations with different policies extremely quickly. The combination of increased connectivity and additional regulations on data privacy are really opposing forces. They can be managed, but involves a high level of system design and policies to support compliance. In my experience, health IT organizations have been on top of privacy, particularly since the introduction of HIPAA, but med device organizations are a little further behind, partially because really as they've evolved from being non-connected devices, they've evolved to being a part-time health IT organization. So it's taken a little more time to really get up to the same level that many health IT organizations have been at for a number of years now.
So, Adam, we've been hearing a lot about the importance of security by design for medical devices. How would you describe privacy by design when it comes to medical devices? And are manufacturers addressing those privacy issues as part of what they're doing with security? And if so, if not, why?
Security by design is getting a lot of attention right now, and it should be. I mean, the potential risks associated with a compromised device really span from patient safety all the way to a data breach. Privacy by design does not have the same level of attention. When you look at it, your systems engineering team should be designing for privacy by establishing a data lifecycle through use cases. So, what data do we have? Where is it going? How is it being used? This activity really drives privacy requirements and ultimately design of the system. These activities really have to be built into your development process, just like cybersecurity has been over the last, 5 to 10 years. So it's really privacy trying to catch up from a device perspective in terms of how integrated it is into the overall development process and how disciplined organizations are about keeping an eye on those privacy regulations to make sure that your product stays compliant.
So, Adam, the FDA now has requirements for what pre-market medical device submissions need to include to address cybersecurity in these products. In your opinion, do the cybersecurity requirements, if they're properly addressed by manufacturers, also address privacy for these devices? Why and what is needed for that next level of privacy?
Yeah, the cybersecurity requirements from the FDA only address a subset of privacy concerns. A data breach to a hacked device or system is definitely a privacy issue. But reviewing privacy regulations, you'll see their scope goes beyond defending against a breach. Disclosure, authorization of use, proper disposal are examples that are not covered by security alone. Additionally, if your organization has data from European patients, how you handle a request to delete their data is another concern that you have to consider as part of your product development. This particular use case becomes extremely challenging if the data has been distributed to multiple internal systems. So that request to delete ultimately has to cascade really everywhere that data has been propagated within your organization.
What sorts of medical devices are most troublesome to you when it comes to these privacy issues?
I think the introduction or the increased focus on artificial intelligence is the area I'm most concerned about right now. AI and ML, more specifically, do not exist without data. If you're an organization, health IT or med device has an AI ML initiative, they are attempting to tap into the power of data. Significant amount of experimentation involved in building these models, which means data can be proliferated within or outside of an organization very quickly. The more data is copied and or distributed, the larger the privacy challenge becomes. It really gets back to what we previously talked about relative to, European patients and GDPR. If you have models built with European patients and there's a request from a patient to delete their data, you may have to rebuild that model, which is a challenging process, particularly if it's been released into market.
So, Adam, are there particular types of AI-enabled medical devices and health IT products that are most concerning in terms of the potential privacy issues? And how does that compare with the sort of products that we see today that might not necessarily be AI-enabled? Where are the gaps?
I think the area or the kind of sort of group of devices is going to be around patient monitoring. There's more and more of a push to keep patients at home. That involves giving them technology in their hands, either their smartphone combined with a device that's either on them or implanted, and really the ability to keep track of this patient's condition remotely means that there's obviously a continuous loop of data being moved from the patient into some sort of care setting, which means you might have multiple people touching that data or seeing that data remotely. These types of systems can be supported by AI. More and more are these days. So the ability to keep make sure that the data is maintained private through this complex web can be very, very difficult. And it also, obviously, the ability to move data is so important to being able to provide that remote care. So again, you've got two sort of opposing forces that you're working with when you've got remote patient monitoring systems.
When it comes to the steps that medical device makers and other health IT vendors can take to do a better job incorporating privacy by design concepts into their product development, what should they be doing?
Yeah, I mean, the good news here is that the approach for privacy will vary less from product to product. When you look at cybersecurity, there's much more variability based on the way the device is being used, how much connectivity it has, all that kind of fun stuff. So it ends up being a much more straightforward approach to integrate privacy into your product because you can be more consistent from product to product. Really, the best place to start is your product development process, specifically the practices used by your systems engineering team. Earlier, I referenced the data life cycle and associated use cases, but there also should be a privacy assessment as part of your development process. This assessment is also the first step towards remediating any privacy risks that may exist with products in the market. But it's really looking at, have you captured all the ways your product's data is being used? Do you have privacy requirements? And can you support these use cases like right to be forgotten and authorized secondary use? Are all of those things supported in by requirements for your product?
And finally, Adam, you mentioned earlier the GDPR. Do you think HIPAA does enough in terms of, it doesn't specifically mention medical devices, obviously, but is there enough in the HIPAA privacy rule and also in that patchwork of state data privacy laws that we see that tackle any of the top concerns that you have about privacy in medical devices? Or do you think there's gaps there when it comes to regulations and legislation, perhaps in the US, that might do a better job in kind of helping push this along?
I think it's evolving very quickly. HIPAA's obviously been very focused on privacy since the beginning, and GDPR obviously set a new standard, and a lot of these states are really following GDPR. Most of these states have really made health data exempt from their regulations, really just falling back to HIPAA. But there's more and more states are producing new requirements. So it's very possible that the states start going further and getting closer to GDPR in terms of those requirements. So it's very much an evolving space, but GDPR really seems to have set the standard for how the government is looking at privacy. So it's very likely that GDPR is going to be the model for how we have to behave in the United States as well.
Well, thank you very much, Adam. I've been speaking to Adam Hesse. I'm Mary Ann Kolbasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.